T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Vixen, push the button.
KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. 95.7, The Game. Live from the DGDG.com studios, high atop the San Francisco skyline. This is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7, The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
Welcome into our 5 o'clock hour. We got a great one for you in our third and final hour of the show today at 6 o'clock. Warriors warm-up is going to happen from over at Oracle Arena. We are about to invite a listener, someone who is registered at 957thegame.com, to become a finalist for our golden ticket. We're going to give you that name here in just a little bit. We want to remind you that Warriors first-round playoff tickets go on sale on April 4th at 2 p.m., you can get pre-sale access to the Warriors playoff tickets before they go on sale by signing up for the Warriors Insider email. Become a Warrior Insider today at warriors.com. Obviously, the Warriors gave us this unbelievable prize. I am looking forward to it. Classic Damon Bruce making fun of an accent of a player. You're mocking him. If you think I'm mocking Jonas Donskoy, you are the dumbest listener in my audience. Congratulations. Gold star for you.
I think Donskoy sounds amazing.
I love the guy. I love an accent. I love a difference. That is my guy. If you think this show's got anything but love for Jonas Donskoy, you must be new here.
It's nice to actually hear him. We talk about him so much.
Seriously. This
is what he sounds like.
Hey, Sharks fans, learn to dance like me. Get a Donskoy Bubbleways ticket back when we face the Avalanche on April 5th and take home a dancing Donskoy.
I seriously love him. People want me to do an interview with him all the time, and I just don't know if we could carry on a conversation with that thick of an accent. But maybe we got to go down in person and get it done.
We can make it work.
I love how he says, Sharks. What team do you play for?
I play for the Sharks. Hey, Sharks fans.
Sharks
learn
fans.
To dance.
Sharks fans.
Dancing Donskoy.
Love that guy.
We need one of those.
We totally need
sure.
one of those. We need that bobblehead for sure. I love it. We got an awful lot to get to. We're going to do a baseball hour with you, basically, starting in a few minutes from now. Brian Kenny is going to join us from MLB Network. We're going to talk to him about baseball on both sides of the Bay. The final Bay Bridge series is tonight. We are looking forward to that game coming and going, hopefully, without injury to anybody, because the injuries for the Giants continue to stack up today. We're learning that Mark Melancon may not start the year on anything but the DL.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that Madison Bumgarner is scratched for the foreseeable future. Jeff Samardzija might start throwing again in just a little while, but he is not going to be ready to go at the beginning of the season. You are already looking for ace by committee and closer by committee, and you haven't reached Clayton Kershaw on opening day yet. That is Thursday. We're looking forward to being out at the Coliseum. We're going to be there. We're going to do a sandwich show, I guess we should call it, because wrapped around that sandwich show, two buns. One bun, opening day, A's. Second bun, Warriors, Bucks. Warriors got the Pacers coming to town tonight. We'll be talking about that as well. Are you ready for a name? Here is today's golden ticket qualifier. If you hear your name, or if you hear this person's name and you know this person, make sure you text them, call them, email them, Facebook them, tweet at them, whatever you need to do, because as soon as I announce this name, this person is going to have 9 minutes and 57 seconds to give us a call at 888-957-9570 to become a finalist for the golden ticket. And today, our contestant is Haley Gutierrez from South San Francisco. Haley Gutierrez, you are on the clock. You have 9 minutes and 57 seconds to give us a call right now.
Come on, Haley.
Haley, good luck. 9 minutes and 57 seconds are yours. Hopefully, you get them. If we do not hear from Haley, we will go to our second pulled name to become a finalist if we don't hear from her in the next about 10 minutes.
So if you know her, Facebook her, call her, text her, Instagram, tweet her, send a message with a pigeon, whatever you need to do.
Let's be totally honest. Haley Gutierrez, you should be listening.
Yes, you should.
If you are qualified at 957thegame.com, if you have already registered from this, be listening every morning at 8 o'clock and every afternoon at 5 o'clock. And that is what we are going to do. Elena, you're keeping the clock on Haley.
TikTok.
She got about 8 minutes left. Good luck to her.
And you have until April 10th to enter. So you still got time. 957thegame.com.
Yeah, get off your tuchus. You might win playoff tickets the whole way through for the Golden State Warriors. It is really, really cool. Brian Kenny is going to be joining us in just a little bit. He is host of MLB Now throughout the season. He's going to be all part of MLB Networks. They're going with 17 consecutive hours of live opening day coverage.
17?
17 hours. I'm guessing games start early on the East Coast. They're going to end late on the West Coast. Thursday is going to be an awful lot of fun.
It's a marathon.
We're going to get you a little Tuesday trifecta before this day is all said and done as well. Bay Bridge Series, like we say, wraps up tonight. 48 hours until this matters. 48 hours to real baseball. Oh, I love it. I love it. Andrew Triggs going to be pitching for the A's tonight. Chris Stratton goes for the Giants. All the Giants are asking Chris Stratton to do is win the National League Cy Young Award this year. Hopefully he can. I'll tell you this, it was really good to see AT&T Park. Really good to see it on TV last night. God, that place is heaven.
So pretty.
It is heaven. It really is. Mark Canna whoop-ass, 4-for-4, solo homer last night. He looked good. Matt Chapman also went deep. Oakland whooped the Giants last night, 9-2 in 10 innings. They really cut things loose in the top of the 10th there. Derek Holland, he struck out 5. He walked 1. He gave up 2 runs in 5 innings, a 4-hit ball. That's really good because all the Giants are asking Derek Holland to do is be the second-place finisher in the National League Cy Young Award race this year.
No pressure.
That's all they're asking. That's it. That's it. I need you guys to finish 1-2 in National League Cy Young voting. Good luck to you. Clayton Kershaw, forget him. It's you guys. It's Stratton and it's Holland. Other news. Giants designated outfielder Jarrett Parker for assignment. That didn't last long.
Mm-mm.
They needed that roster spot for Holland, and what do you know? Parker was out of options. How many times did the Giants yank that guy up and down and not really get enough out of him? The way Giants go about developing their minor leaguers, you know, unless it's like Tim Lincecum or Brandon Crawford, boom, Buster Posey, it automatically worked instantly. You could see the major leaguer a mile away. It is like pulling teeth. Meanwhile, the A's, they're loaded with young talent all up and down that roster. Really talking about goals for both teams this year. What is really, like, a realistic goal? A realistic goal for the Giants is to be a contender again. At least that was the realistic goal before Bumgarner went down. How much things are adjusted right now? Well, that's up to you and yours. Realistic goal for the Oakland A's? You know, I've been thinking about this. What is a seriously realistic goal for the Oakland A's? I think playing meaningful games late in the year, vying for a second American League wild card, would be the absolute ceiling that you're going to bump into. Like, I don't think the A's are going to be an awful team. I don't think they're going to be a particularly good team either. Just try to win 82 games. And at the end of this run, you will have identified, absolutely identified, what you can call a core four. Your five young players that you're going to build around, and you know what? Flipping players, that's got to stop. That's got to stop. It's got to stop this year, unless it makes perfect sense. Unless you're getting back a king's ransom. It's time for the A's to stop behaving like that. I don't think they'll be in position to become a buyer at any point in time. Unless, of course, they're going to buy Harvey the Rabbit, or Harvey the Rabbit, who is back.
He's back. Yes, he is.
Harvey the Rabbit is back. I really don't even know what that means. Congratulations. Congratulations. Harvey the Rabbit is back. You know what? It's time now for our 12K per day national cash contest. A chance to win $1,000 just by texting the code word ACT to 72881. That is ACT to 72881. Message and data rates apply. Hey, how are we doing on Haley Gutierrez? That is a thumbs down from Elena. How much time does she have left, Elena?
4 minutes.
She's got about 3-4 minutes left. Haley Gutierrez, if we don't hear from you in 3 or 4 minutes, we will go to name numero dos.
Come on, Haley.
If we don't hear from Haley, we'll have to do that right in the middle of talking to Brian Kenny, who is good enough to join us. He is MLB Network host. He is author of Ahead of the Curve. He is one of my favorites, one of the reasons why I love MLB Network, Brian Kenny. And I even might have a boxing question or two at the end of this, if he'll give us the time for that. Brian, good to have you on. How are you? Opening day, 48 hours away. That's always a beautiful place to be, don't you think?
It is, especially with this opening day, like a real full bore, all teams playing on the one day opening day. I think that's going to be great.
You know, the only thing I don't like about opening day is I don't need interleague play on opening day. I understand that's going to be an everyday friend now, but I would sort of like interleague play to be looked at like the Olympics, once every 4 years.
I could go either way on it. I think it's fine the way it is now because it just you have to have it this way with the way the teams align. I think this is going way back, but I think it's probably time not to be an American and National League. Like at some point soon, it's probably time to give that up. Now, at the same time, if you said, no, we're going back to the old ways and we don't see these guys play except the All-Star game in the World Series, I'm fine with that too, but it doesn't seem like that's the futuristic way to look at it, you know?
Well, it's weird. If we were inventing a game for the future, we would certainly never invent baseball. You know, it really is a part of the past. The whole talk of pace of play, it's insane to me trying to squeeze this grand game into a millennial's attention span.
No. How about like a guy from 1955's attention span? Like the game was played much crisper back then. That's not for millennials. It's that these guys are reacting to the short-term incentives. You know, everybody is selfish, and they should be. They've got to look out for themselves out on the field. But the dead time is dragging on. I completely disagree with you. The game was crisper. I'm not even in 1955. 1978, the game moved at a 1986, the game moved at a very different pace.
Yeah, it's almost like there weren't 4 minute commercial breaks in between every inning, isn't it?
No, but it's dead time. It's like 20. There's 20 to 30 minutes of just dead time that has nothing to do with the commercials, nothing to do with replays, just dead time of guys readjusting, standing back, and reassessing. That could change.
Brian Kenny, part of 17 hours of opening day coverage on MLB Network. I hope you have stretched, Brian. I hope you're ready to go.
I don't know. I've been doing like an inning and a half here and there. I might have to. I'll be on a strict pitch count. I'll do 3 hours on Thursday. That's good. 1 to 4. That's my shift. I'm good.
I tell you, everyone thought the Giants would be getting underway here on a positive note. The opening day matchup between Kershaw and Bumgarner had as much sex appeal as a pitching matchup could ever have on opening day. That thing was going to be fantastic. And then, you know, look what happened while we were making plans. Life happened, and Bumgarner is going to be shelved for a significant amount of time. Kershaw versus Ty Block. Not exactly the billing we were looking for, but here we go.
Yeah, and it is disappointing because, you know, this is bad. You know, as they're not very deep, and in the starting rotation, he makes all the difference in the world. You know, like just a solid 200 innings. I'm not even going 220, but if you get just a full season out of Bumgarner as your linchpin, it just makes all the difference in the world. So I think it's bad. I think the thing with getting McCutchen and Longoria is fascinating because even though all the trends move in the other direction, it doesn't mean a guy hitting age 32 should be ruled dead. And if you have a former superstar who's 31 or 32, you can still get a very good player, and I think they did in both players. So I think they're a fascinating watch, and the Bumgarner injury is, it's as bad as you probably think it is.
The Giants might have gotten a little bit older with those moves, but it's a better kind of older. It really is. Guys who were faces of the franchise coming here, McCutchen especially. I mean, if you're going to sell me a former MVP in a walk year to produce, like, I'll take that bet. I like that bet. But again, it is going to be tough to negotiate, especially this opening month, all in its own division without Madison Bumgarner. Brian, what do you think are realistic expectations for the San Francisco Giants given the circumstances now?
Yeah, it is. It's bad because you're also dealing with other up-and-coming teams. I mean, the Padres aren't there yet, clearly, but the Diamondbacks, I think, are quite good, and they're very deep. We know how deep and good the Dodgers are, so that's a given. Colorado, I think, is going to be just as spunky as they were last year. So that leaves San Francisco in that mix to battle with those other two teams. And, even taking the Dodgers out of the equation. And I just don't think they could afford to lose that, like, the high level of quality that they were going to get every 5 days. I think it sets them back, and it might make the difference between, the type of start that could spur a wild card run as opposed to leaving you out in the dark from the outset.
Brian, what are realistic expectations for the A's? I'm having trouble handicapping them because I think they've got a very interesting and potent young lineup. Their pitching, although there's some talent there, it is totally unseasoned and unproven. I think they're going to give up a lot of runs. I think they're going to score a lot of runs, and I don't know what that means to shake out in the AL West.
Yeah, I think that's what it is that they're interesting. They go from being, a bad team, a team clearly, rebooting and starting again. And now you look at them, and especially with some of the buying that they did late in the off season, and they're interesting. I wouldn't put them as some sort of postseason contender. I think the super teams are way out in front, and they're going to be also competing in the division with, real teams. The Angels, look, the Astros are in a class of their own. And after that, look, the Angels are going to get after it. I think they're much better. I think the Mariners will be decent, certainly, hovering around 500 or, between 500 and the second wild card. And then there's the A's. So I think, they could end up in last place again, but lead to something, at least show something that, shows some sort of light at the end of the tunnel where it just looked like they had bottomed out. So I you're right. I think they will be interesting, and I think they'll be fun, and there's something to be able to watch a team like that that's been pieced together.
Brian Kenny, MLB Network host, author of Ahead of the Curve here on the Damon Bruce Show. It's a pleasure to be talking baseball, which is officially right around the corner. You mentioned super teams. I think most people can probably go ahead and figure out in their minds who they are. All you got to do is look at payrolls. But, I mean, the rich really do get richer. The Yankees are loaded to bear. Do you think they're going to set the all-time one-team home run record this year or what?
Yeah, very possibly. First of all, I mean, home runs are way up. I mean, last year was, I think people know that home runs were, it was an all-time record for home runs, but it was by a wide margin. So it's not crazy to think you could get 100 home runs out of Judge and Stanton. It's possible. And you've got home runs through the rest of the lineup. So with the records breaking, it's not like they're the greatest home run hitting team of all time, but could they set the record? Yes, they absolutely could.
Brian, why do you think this offseason bothered agents and players alike? I mean, I've got a lot of different theories. I can't pin down what I think's the right one, and I'd love to hear yours. It's either a combination of front offices getting smarter or more dependent on what the data and analytics spit back to them. They're not willing to take million-dollar flyers on names and good chins and jaws anymore. I really don't know what to attribute it to, or maybe it's the success that the Houston Astros just had. They tore that thing down to the studs, and I wonder if that doesn't encourage some teams to go about business that way.
Well, yeah, there's a bunch of things happening, and you've kind of crystallized the thought. But just to back up, yes, there are teams that are in it, and there are teams that are out of it. But that's also a part of the new way of sabermetric thinking, right? Thinking like a GM, where you don't say, well, we've got to put a team on the field and we've got to be competitive this year. We're going to be competitive every year. You realize that only a few teams, and maybe just two or three that spend an enormous amount of money, can be competitive every year. And it's not smart to try to be competitive every year. To win championships, you want to build towards something and have something sustainable, but there's always an arc of your strength, and you've got to know when to bottom out. And teams have learned that, you know, 75 to 80 wins is nowhere. You've got to, you know, strip it down farther than that and then build it up so you're something formidable. And we've just seen, you're right, I mean, the Astros did it and they just proved that their process was correct. The Cubs did it just before them. And I think now your first thought, which is my final thought, is yes, it's everybody got smart. You didn't even have those two or three or four or five teams out there, or that the one owner who jumped in and said, let's get this slugger because, you know, this will put us over the top. Like, that finally got out of the game, and you have all these smart baseball ops guys running the game now. They've gotten a stronger voice at the table. There's more of them than there was before, and their voices are now ruling. Where, why are we buying that guy when we know where these contracts for 31-year-olds or 32-year-olds go? Why don't we just extend our 21-year-old who's in AAA, and we'll have him for $25 million for the next 7 years?
Always a pleasure to talk to you. I love talking baseball with you. I'm really looking forward to all the coverage on MLB Network throughout the year. Opening day is going to be an awful lot of fun. Brian, what is the next must-watch fight going to be made in Vegas? What is coming next in boxing? It feels like boxing is taking 2018 off.
Yeah, it isn't. There are super fights looming. You know, Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder are kind of doing this dance around each other. When they get together for the heavyweight title, it's going to be tremendous. If they let it get too ripe on the vine, like it's getting there now, they need to do it this year. If they keep letting it go, or are they kind of tiptoeing around each other, or, you know, there's too much at stake for Joshua, I get that sense. I think Wilder wants the fight. If Joshua doesn't quite want it because he can make so much money in England, well, then you got two heavyweight champions, kind of like the way we've had it for a while, and you don't see them fight, and people are just bored with it. And there's too many other options to go to. If they fight, it could bring something great to the sport. And the other one is, you know, Canelo and Golovkin for the middleweight title. But now Canelo fails a drug test. So now what was like the great story in boxing, two worthy champions and fighting to a draw in a great fight, now it has that stench about it. You want to believe the guy, but come on, we've been down this road before. So unfortunately, that fight's still on. I think that still happens, but there is a suspension for Canelo now, and it's in jeopardy, and it's really a shame.
Brian, I'm really happy we got to catch up with you right before we get going underway. Love talking a little boxing at the end. Thanks for indulging me. Have yourself a great opening day. Get limber, get lubed up, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. We'll do it again. Take care.
Thank you very much. Brian Kenny, MLB Network host. And let's say you were waiting around to hear if Haley reached us for her golden ticket moment. The answer for Haley is no.
Haley.
Haley, I'm sorry. Your window has closed, which means we have a second contestant. For the first time, we're announcing our second contestant, Bernard Duran from Antioch. You have 9 minutes and 57 seconds. Bernard Duran from Antioch. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Bernard, just for you. I am not going to announce what our Tuesday trifecta is right here and now, because we don't want people jamming up all the lines for you. We're going to do that after. We're going to slow play the rest of the hour. I'm going to give baseball previews the rest of the hour. I might have to cancel the trifecta, all to see if Bernard Duran from Antioch, you have 9 minutes and 57 seconds to win the golden ticket. Well, to be a qualifier, a finalist.
A finalist. And I learned it's 24 qualifiers. So we're doing it for 12 days, so 24. It's got a 1 in 24 chance of winning.
Unless we don't hear from Bernard either, in which case, if everyone else becomes a finalist, it's 1 in 23. So, We have our second name for the very first time. Bernard Duran, we need to hear from you. 888-957-9570. And you should give us a call right now. Well, what do you know? Haley Gutierrez from South San Francisco did not call in to qualify to become a finalist for our golden ticket, which means we went to our second name today, Bernard Duran from Antioch. And what do you know? Bernard is on the line. Bernard, you are now a finalist for the golden ticket. How you doing?
Good. That's what's up. Right on, Damon.
I'm glad. He's like, that's what's up. Yeah, I tell you, the fact that Haley wasn't listening and that you were, it's going to work out very, very well from you. You are now a finalist. It means you're going to have probably like a 1 in 24 shot of winning Warrior playoff tickets for you and a pal the entire way through. Thanks for listening, and we wish you the very best of luck. Congratulations, Bernard. We'll see whether or not you win.
Right on. Thanks, Damon.
Absolutely, man. There you go. Bernard Duran from Antioch.
What if he goes by Bernie?
I'd go by Duran if I were him.
That works.
Like, you can call me Duran. That's Bernard is good, too.
Bernard is good.
Bernard is good. When I was taking Spanish in high school, you got to pick a name. And normally, like, if your name was Joe, your Spanish name was Jose.
Jose, right.
So there was no direct translation for Damon.
Damon.
Yeah, so it would have been Damon with an accent.
Right.
So I got to pick my own name.
What'd you pick?
Bernardo.
Did you really? Okay, good job.
I thought the name Bernardo was fantastic.
It's nice.
Very, very sexual.
Well, you were a 16-year-old.
Bernardo.
Boy, I'm sure.
Bernardo sounds like he knew how to score.
Done scoring!
You know what? It's officially time now for me to open what I like to call a Tuesday trifecta. Normally we do this before we go to break, and then we have an entire break for people to line up. But now that we've talked to our man, Bernardo, in his case, Bernard, we're now ready for a little Tuesday trifecta. Our topic this afternoon is Open Sesame. So when I was a kid, I thought it was Open Sesame.
That's cute.
Open Sesame. Turned out they were saying Open Sesame. Question number one under the topic Open Sesame. Why is baseball's opening day so special? Why do we revere the first baseball game and then pay no particular brand of attention to game number 2 through 162? It's amazing how much attention we give opening day. Why? Why are we in love with opening day? Why is it so special? Question number two, what sports tradition does your family hold dear? Maybe you all go to opening day together. Maybe it's a high school game. Maybe it's a Thanksgiving game in your own yard when you're playing football together. What sports tradition does your family hold dear? And our third and final Tuesday trifecta question today is to open your offense. If you're the 49ers, would you move number 9 to the Giants for Odell Beckham Jr.? Or if you're a Raider fan, would you move number 10 to the Giants for OBJ? Somebody says, Damon, I just called my cousin Bernie, and that's the guy who won.
It goes by Bernie.
Way to go.
Good job.
You're a hero. You should be the first person. Should he win the golden ticket, he invites to go to a game with him.
Bernie needs to take Jesse and Milbrae.
There you go. If Jesse and Milbrae is telling the truth.
That's the same number.
Oh, fair enough. 888-957-9570 is the number. We want you to line up quickly for the Tuesday trifecta. Need you to do it right now. Open Sesame. Why is baseball's opening day so special? What sports tradition does your family revere? And to open up your offense, if you're the 49ers, would you move number 9? Or if you're the Raiders, would you move number 10 for Odell Beckham Jr.? Would you trade your first-round draft pick for a guy who is a bona fide number one NFL target? I don't know how much time we got today. I don't know how long this is going to last, but it feels pretty good right now. I see Albie working phones, which means people are calling in, which means it's time. Bouton Vixen, hit it.
And suddenly over the loudspeaker I heard...
Trifecta.
Triple.
Bifecta.
With a triple.
Trifecta.
It's the Tuesday Trifecta. One topic, three questions. Now, here's Damon Bruce.
Oh, I haven't been this excited about something since I found out that Jonas Donskoy was about to be a bobblehead.
Hey, Sharks fans, learn to dance like me. Get a Donskoy bobblehead ticket back when we face the Avalanche on April 5th and take home a dancing Donskoy.
I want a dancing Donskoy, but right now we'll take Tuesday Trifecta callers in place of that. Open says me. We'll begin with Matt in Pittsburgh. First person in, first person on. That's how it works. Very democratic. Thank you for the call, Matt. You're going to be our guinea pig today. Why is baseball's opening day so special?
It's so special because it's a clean slate. It brings hope, for the new baseball season.
What sports tradition does your family revere?
Well, my family, we go to every Raiders home opener for maybe for the last 5-6 years. So it's a new tradition, but that's what we end up doing every year.
Hey, if it's a tradition, it's yours. It sounds good. You're going to try and continue that when they get to Vegas?
Trying. I got my deposit down, so.
There you go. Bring your money. To open the Raider offense, would you move number 10 for Odell Beckham Jr.?
No, right now I think, I would keep the 10 spot as it is now because, Cooper, I feel like he's still developing. Yeah, he has a lot of potential. And then, Jordy Nelson's there to, give him a little bit of influence, a little bit of that, mature him a little bit. So, I would keep that 10 spot and, keep someone, under the cap, like we not have to pay him out in a few years.
There you go. I appreciate your call. Well done. Way to be the first out of the gate. Good answers all around. We go to Greg in San Jose. Greg, welcome to the show. Let's go ahead and give you your trifecta. Why is baseball's opening day so special?
I think just especially with it being something where, most of us growing up as kids, we either have our dads or our parents or whoever, just bringing it up to us. That's just, and for myself, that was the first thing I grew up watching. And from that point on, I just stuck with it moving forward.
What sports tradition does your family hold dear?
I think just Saturday baseball. We're all, all decompressed from the rest of the week. And it's probably wake up at around like noonish or something, catching a good baseball game across the bay. And it's good to go from there.
A little beer on a sunny day, enjoying yourself. It sounds nice to me. Open up your offense. Would you move your first pick for Odell Beckham Jr.?
As a 49er fan, I would say we would have to. I mean, granted, and I know there's always a demand for needing to get the guard and all that, but I think just trusting, John Lynch and the staff, I think they've done a great job being able to get the right personnel in there. So, I would say secure the offense that we need, and then after that, we could continue building from there.
Appreciate it. Well done. Another successful trifecta call.
Solid.
Solid start. Let's go to a man who calls himself 60 on 87. Okay, it's a lot of numbers in the name. 60, how are you?
Hey, Damon, how you doing? Hi, John.
We're doing well. Why is baseball's opening day so special?
I just love the Ace Baseball Stadium scene, that grass. It's so beautiful. I love it.
There you go. I tell you what, the first time you see a field, it really is beautiful. That first time, there's a reason why they call them diamonds. I mean, they're so pretty. They're sparkly. What sports tradition does your family hold dear?
Every Thanksgiving, Damon, in San Jose, there's two high schools that play. So their rivals have been going on for about, I would say, 70, 80 years. San Jose High versus Lincoln High School.
Nice.
Every Thanksgiving. Big bone game.
Big game. Big rivalry. Local rivalry, baby. Let's go ahead and wrap up with this. Would you move the top pick of your team for Odell Beckham Jr.?
I'm a Raider fan. I would say no. I would pass on that. I would say since we just picked up Jordy Nelson, and I would say Amari Cooper, since he was hurt last season, I think this is his comeback season. And
so he'll show up again.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. By the way, did I tell everyone that there are going to be Jonas Donskoy dancing bobbleheads?
Hey, Sharks fans, learn to dance like me. Get a Donskoy bobbleheads ticket back when we face the Avalanche on April 5th and take home a dancing Donskoy.
This is genius. I want one of those bad. Now, Albie, we're good. We're just going to do a few more here, and then I got a little preview of the National League West that I'm going to go through to wrap up today's show. Let's go to Patrick in Hayward. Patrick, thank you very much for joining and for listening. Why is baseball's opening day so special to you?
First of all, Donskoy!
Thank you.
And baseball opening day is winter is over. They call it the boys of summer because summer is here.
Donskoy! Well done. Sports tradition that your family holds dear.
Well, my grandma was alive. It was the Memorial 500. But for me, I barbecue a turkey, Daytona 500.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I love a barbecued turkey. Do you mean like smoked turkey?
Smoked turkey.
Oh, so good.
Nice. Nice. Opening up your offense, would you move the first pick in your draft for Odell Beckham Jr.?
I want everybody on my team to learn what that guy knows on the field and keep him away from all the stuff he knows off the field. Yes.
There you go. That's a good way to bring him in. Those are solid rules to have in place. Thank you very much. Appreciate your call. We go to Doug in Livermore. Next Tuesday, trifecta caller. Oh, excuse me. He just dropped. We'll go to Aldo in Berkeley. Thank you for listening, Aldo. Why is baseball's opening day so special to you?
I think that it's special because it's, you know, the start of a new year. And it, like the other guy said, it's the beginning of the summer.
Best tradition that your family holds in sports?
Yeah, so I see my family, my cousins, like once a year, and it's for Turkey Bowl on Thanksgiving.
Nice.
So we've been doing it forever.
Let's be honest. Is once a year enough?
Yes. More than enough, actually.
Thank you for the honesty. Yeah. Aldo, would you trade the top pick in your team's draft for Odell Beckham Jr.?
Yeah, so as a Raider fan, I would send them the top pick, and I would send them the bricks for hands in Amari Cooper.
Thank you very much. I don't think you'd need both, but I appreciate it. I really do. Did anyone else see today that John Gruden was talking about how much he liked tight ends, and then he cut Clive Walford?
That happened.
That happened. I guess he likes tight ends not named Clive Walford. Final call for the Tuesday trifecta comes from John in Benicia. John, open sesame, why is opening day so special to you?
Yeah, I think it's special because that's your first chance to see, like, who's going to be this year's, you know, Mike Trout or this year's Aaron Judge. I mean, it's always kind of a new beginning and new players.
Hope springs eternal on opening day, indeed. What sports tradition does your family hold dear?
It would have to be watching the U.S. Open with my dad on Father's Day.
Yeah, I tell you, when my dad passed away, that day got me just a little bit. Because if we couldn't watch together, we always called each other on that. I mean, it's Father's Day, so you're calling your dad.
Yeah.
But we also were watching the same thing, and it was like, oh, we can both look up at the same moon. You know, one of those corny moments.
Cool.
John, to open up your offense, would you move your first pick for Odell Beckham Jr.?
As a Raider fan, I would say no, because if Gruden was going to have a problem coaching Crabtree, I have absolutely no idea how he would deal with Beckham Jr.
I appreciate your call, John. Thank you very much, and thank you for listening indeed. By the way, did we mention this Donskoy bobblehead?
Hey, Sharks fans, learn to dance like me. Get a Donskoy bobblehead ticket back when we face the Avalanche on April 5th. And take home a dancing Donskoy.
If you haven't seen the video, he's doing the robot. It's incredible.
Awesome.
It's incredible. It's incredible. It's too bad this guy's been hurt most of the year.
I know.
Think of the fun we could have had.
Donskoy!
But look at the fun we are having.
Hey, Sharks fans, learn to dance like me. Get a Donskoy bobblehead ticket back when we face the
I'm not hand. Saying that all Finnish people sound Lithuanian, but if you listen to this and the national song, there's a little something to it.
Welcome to Lithuania.
Hey, Sharks fans, welcome learn to dance like me. Get a Donskoy bobblehead ticket back when we face the Avalanche on April 5th. And take home a dancing Donskoy.
By the way, By the way, did you see that LaMelo, one of the ball boys?
Right.
It's LiAngelo. Thank you very much. Is that lemon jello or is that orangelo? Orange jello.
What happened?
Well, you named your kids after jello. That's what happened. Oh, you mean the ball boys?
Yes, the ball boys.
LiAngelo is declaring for the NBA draft this year.
Really?
From getting arrested in China to playing basketball in Lithuania, where it is returned to us.
They sucked at defense.
He is now going to be entering the NBA draft and watch. Some GM looking to see his team's name pop up in the paper more often than it normally does, whether it be good news or bad, is going to sign him. It's going to happen.
I hope not.
Some team desperate to get either out of the shadow of the team that it's competing against, sharing a market with, somebody's going to sign him. Somebody is going to maybe not draft him, but sign him as an undrafted free agent just to get a little attention to your summer league.
Get the press.
Somebody is going to go after this from a press standpoint alone. By the way, the ball boys, they don't press.
They sucked at defense.
We've been clear about that.
By the way, Sharks and Blues in progress right now, tied at one apiece.
Tied at one apiece?
Yes.
Hey, Sharks fans, learn to dance like me. Get a dance going, bubble waist ticket back when we face the Avalanche on April 5th and take home a dancing dance score.
I just like the way he says Avalanche.
I think I'm going to go to that game.
You should. Get a dancing dance score.
I want one.
Get a dancing. Can we call the Sharks? Can they send us some?
That'd be very cool.
Seriously. If you're the Sharks, this is the time of year you're looking for people to cover you, talk about you. I'm giving you a platform. Sharks make it happen.
Oh, they're rolling right now. So, good time.
It is a good time. Damon, you have a better chance of getting drafted. You should declare for the draft today. What? Joe Fortenbaugh declared for the draft on the morning show today. Did he? Joe threw his hat in the ring to be drafted?
Good luck.
What sport? I mean, if the ball boys are going to get drafted, maybe we should just... Gianna, would you like... By the way, Gianna's now declaring herself draftable.
Yeah, okay. Put me in the NBA.
It'd be good.
Hey, the Warriors might need me right now.
I would watch. I would absolutely watch. Someone said he dropped 72 today. Who? LiAngelo? 72? Did he cross half court once to play defense, or was he just cherry picking for all four quarters? I've seen the way the ball boys play basketball. They're cherry pickers. Total cherry pickers. They don't play a lick of defense. I mean, so much so that this translates well.
They sucked at defense.
72.
All right. Here's a little breaking news. What do you know? Kevin Durant will be back on Thursday. Unfortunately, all four All-Stars are out tonight for the Warriors as they take on the Indiana Pacers. That's who's coming to town. That's who is in town. Pacers are sitting fifth in the Eastern Conference standings. As Victor Oladipo goes, so go the Indiana Pacers. He is having a career year, shooting 46% from the floor, 23 points per game. Quinn Cook, he is just pulling further and further away from Omri Caspi being on this playoff roster. Caspi is still out tonight. That's bad news. I mean, if there were ever a time to shine for Caspi, it's now. You got to prove your worth now. Tonight's another night. Another night where we're going to see Quinn Cook do everything he can to prove his worth. And this team needs him right now. What's crazy is the last 9 games of the season are here. The last 9 games of the season are here. Thank God. Thank God. We need the playoffs. I mean, the Warriors need to be woken up by the playoffs. We need to be energized by the playoffs. We want exciting basketball with stars. Hey, we've been spoiled around here.
Yes, we have.
I want it to continue to be spoiled. Oh, let's go to the crying, whining violin text line. How can you wish against a kid wanting to go out and live his dream just because of his father? You two are dirty and should be ashamed.
Wow, I've never been called dirty before on the show.
You're dirty.
Yeah, no one's against him living out his dream. I'm just being realistic.
Yeah.
And his dad's not helping the cause.
If you really wanted to be drafted in the NBA, you should have stayed at UCLA and showed what you did against real competition. You're over in Lithuania playing in the D League of Lithuania, and that doesn't mean development league like it does here. It means that you're not even in the top tier league in Lithuania. This is a kid who probably wouldn't be drafted but for his father's last name. Like, he's lucky his dad is an attention-grabbing loudmouth because it's probably the only shot he's got to even get a pro tryout.
Well, there's a maturity factor there, too. I mean, he had that whole issue with what happened in China. He's not ready. He's just not ready. Now's not the time.
And seriously, like, go worry about someone who's your own kid. You should be ashamed of yourself. I have no shame. I would need shame to be ashamed of myself. I am without it. Completely
shameless.
I am devoid of shame, especially when it comes to the shameless Ball family. Hey, we got our own show on Facebook Live. Screw all of you. I'm logging off. What do you think of that? I mean, by the way, if you have a TV show on Facebook Live, you do not have a TV show. You have an internet broadcast, okay? Can we stop confusing the two media?
It's different. It's different, but I credit to Facebook.
Oh, look.
I mean, that's something else. They're taking a whole new platform.
I'm not.
I take a show on Facebook Live.
I'm not diminishing it. I'm just saying it ain't the same.
No, it's not the same.
It's like the difference between a normal bobblehead and a Donskoy bobblehead.
Hey, Sharks fans, learn to dance like me. Get a Donskoy bobblehead ticket back when we face the Avalanche on April 5th and take home a dancing Donskoy.
Donskoy! They've won 8 in a row, and so concludes our day's worth of NHL coverage. We are going to send you out to a little Warriors warm-up. Andre Iguodala talking about him coming out of his shell. This is a guy all of a sudden that was hitting shots at this point in the year that he wasn't hitting earlier in the year. He was joking around at shootout earlier today. Why it's falling now?
Same as it always felt. I know you want me to say something else. I'm telling you, man. Why you don't believe me? Sometimes you got shots that feel better that miss and that don't feel good to go in. You got to ask Steph to play that. And they're real shooters. But I mean, I know what it's supposed to feel like. Regardless if it goes in, as long as I got the rhythm at the right time of the year, I'm good.
I tell you, Andre has been thrust into the role of leader, not just like by example, be a veteran, show these young guys how it's done, but on court leader. You need to be the guy who shows the way. He says he's ready.
Yeah, I'm talking more, but not any louder. I got a kid, so I know what someone gets tired of your voice looks like on a person's face. So with the guys, it's just trying to show by example, lead by example, but at the same time, pull them to the side. And those little things will take you a very long way in this league, and that's the fine line between, you know, guys that are in the league for 3 or 4 years and the guys in the league for, you know, 8, 9 years.
And that guy's been in the league for a really, really long time. Hopefully he plans on being an impact tonight because the Warriors, again, are shorthanded with the Pacers in town. Thanks so much to Dallas Braden, Tony Bruno, Rob Nen, Brian Kenny, all of our trifecta callers, Albie, Elena, Gianna. Thank you. Wouldn't want to do it without you. We're going to tell you that Warriors warm-up is coming up next live from Oracle. And remember, sports don't build character. They reveal it.
And like that, he's gone.
Avalanche.
Dance for it!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.